A sure sign of fall. Sandhill cranes are stopping in Fairbanks on their migration south. The birds are congregating at the Creamers Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge. Alaska Bird Observatory senior scientist Susan Sharbaugh says they seem to be arriving earlier than normal.
We've had hundreds of cranes on the fields here at Creamers for the last 10 days or so. So to me, it seems that they're running a little bit early.
Sharbaugh says most of the cranes passing through Fairbanks spent the summer nesting in northern and western Alaska. Creamers Field is a regular stopover site, and the State Department of Fish and Game grows grain there to feed migrating birds. Sharbaugh says the cranes aren't the only birds that have been arriving early, and it's unclear what that means.
Migration in general is driven, first of all, by photoperiod, the decrease in light. And on top of that first signal, there are other signals as far as just the weather patterns and also their physiological condition, how fast they're fattening and if they're ready to make that journey. So whether it was the dry weather in July or the smoke or insect availability, we're not quite sure.
Sharbaugh says there's no direct correlation between early migration and the onset of winter. She says the cranes may stay in Fairbanks longer and still depart as normal in early September. Large Vs of cranes are visible in the sky right now, and you can hear the birds' distinctive calls. Sharbaugh says the calls are an important communication tool during migration.
A lot of the noise is contact calls among the cranes. They're just keeping track of one another. The family groups migrate south together, so the adults are teaching the youngsters what the paths are for migration, and they're just getting ready for the next part of their journey.
The sandhill cranes will cover thousands of miles, traveling from their summer breeding grounds in Alaska to wintering areas in Texas and New Mexico.